Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Sherman Augustus, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
how are you? Happy holidays.
We're great. Thank you so much for checking in, Bill and Jessica. Power 101.7, how are you?
I'm good. No complaints.
Very good, man. Sure. Thank you. We appreciate it. Very honored to have you on. Of course, we're going to get into Stranger Things in a sec. Lieutenant Colonel Jack Sullivan, we'll talk all about it. But I want to ask you real quick before we get into all that, because we'll get lost in that conversation. I want to ask you about your NFL career and what you think of the current state of the NFL. I mean, look.
Oh, wow.
When you say, when it says former NFL player, I got to ask you. Okay. So, of course, you used to be involved and play with the Minnesota Vikings, the San Diego Chargers. Very cool. What's like your team right now?
You know, I really, really, really don't have a team. I just want to watch some really good football.
Yeah.
Being a defensive back, I got to tell you, the game has been shifted more towards receivers. I mean, you want to make the game exciting. And I just hate the fact right now, it really chaps my hide that, you know, just the way they're running these picks and, you know, running these picks and getting DBs all tanked up in the backfield, or, you know, just running these things that back in the 1800s they couldn't do when I was playing. So
the 1800s, right.
I understand, you know, the game has changed a lot. We want to see some high scoring games, and there's some incredible athletes playing the game today. Science has caught up to sports, which is cool, you know, to prevent more injuries. We just got to get this whole thing with concussions really contained. It's just, you know, equipment will get better and better. But, I go all the way back.
All right, well, you know what? You said you don't really have, like, a team that you root for. You know, you just like the players and stuff like that you played.
Yeah.
And that's cool, but who do you like going to the Super Bowl this year? I guess that's what I'm getting at.
Let's hear it.
I was trying to avoid that. The plague.
Nope, just name a team. Name them. Name two teams.
You know, well, listen, not that I'm biased or anything, but I would like to see the Rams pull it out.
Okay.
All right.
I think they got a good chance.
I would like to see them. Yeah, I would like to see them pull it out. So other than that, you know, there's a bunch of Steelers fans on my block and this, that, and the third. So, listen, I don't know. I'm not going to pick anybody right now, but I hope the Rams, you know, keep up the streak and just keep playing good ball and great play calling. And stay healthy.
We can go with that.
Yeah, stay healthy. I agree.
Yeah, we can go with that.
Stay healthy.
All right, so now the Stranger Things. I just wanted to hear a team name. That's all I really wanted. So,
okay. Oh, you got it out of me.
Right. Again, Sherman Augustus from Stranger Things. Again, thank you so much for checking in. We appreciate it. Season 5, Stranger Things, dropped on Netflix. It literally, like, broke Netflix. It crashed on premiere night. I mean, people went nuts over it. What's it like, you know, seeing the fan reaction explode like that?
Oh, well, they've been waiting for so long, and they're loyal fans. And I just hope that we're doing them justice, which, you know, from what I'm reading and what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing, they're loving.
We had family leave our Thanksgiving dinner because they had to go watch Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. They were on a time crunch.
Yeah, hurry up and serve dinner so we can get out of here.
Yeah. Yes, and it wasn't because it wasn't a football argument. They weren't arguing over football or nothing.
Exactly. No football arguments. It's all about, you know, getting in front of the TV and turning on Netflix. We're all incredibly proud of the show. And again, I've been saying this all morning. Everyone worked really hard to bring the show to everyone, season 4, season 5, now every season. But everything has been amped up. And I'm praying and wishing that each and every department not only get submitted, but win Emmys, because everybody put so much work into it. So, it's from A to Z. So hats off to everyone.
No, that's great. Your character, Lieutenant Colonel Jack Sullivan, definitely, you know, the guy the fans love to hate. What do you think, you know, makes him such a compelling antagonist in the final season?
Well, listen, I break it down like this. The man is a patriot, and he has his mission parameters, and that's what he's doing. And he's after the bad guys, and God forbid if you're a bad guy. And now that he can see what's happening, or what happened to Hawkins and what could happen worldwide, the stakes are raised a little higher, but still, no one's panicking. The man is cooler than a cucumber. And, you know, he's going to figure out how to squail and squash this whole thing by hook or crook. So I just say stay tuned. I enjoyed every moment bringing that guy to life and finding that particular behavior for him. And I am glad that everyone hates him, because that lets me know as an actor,
you're doing your job.
I did my job.
Yes. Without giving away any spoilers, what can you tease about Sullivan's presence in Volume 2 dropping December 25th? Any teases?
There's a nice moment. There's a nice moment coming up. So I can say this. If I say that, then it lets me out of the bag. So,
right.
I know nothing.
That's good. Say less. That's good. That's good. I will say this, though. The finale airs December 31st on Netflix and even in select theaters. You know, what was your reaction? How do you feel to be, like, in select theaters? I mean, that's huge, right?
That's great for everyone involved.
Yeah.
Again, it goes back to the folks who put in a lot of hard work. And the sound design, the music plays a very important part. And I just feel, unless you have a very expensive home theater, go to the theaters and see it. Because the sound design is incredible. And that's part of the whole creepiness of the show and the visual effects. So, eventually you'll sit at home and watch it. But if you can, you catch the last episode in the theaters.
Right, yeah, got to get to the theaters. Yeah, it's like a whole different experience. Now, Sullivan is intense, disciplined, you know, like you were saying, like his character, the mindset, mission-driven. How close are you to the character in real life?
Well, you know, there's always a part of you that people can visualize, can see when you do these characters. It's just about reaching in and having and finding that behavior. And what I do as an actor with every character, I always let that character evaluate me, meaning, you know, walk around the neighborhood, let him ask me questions. So if I'm looking at a particular line, I have to say, you know, I have to find that behavior behind it. So we would have these conversations about, hey, man, what have you been through in your life that can help me get off the page here and there and in that section? And then sometimes it becomes an argument. We start fighting about these things. And then before long, he goes, aha, that's what you need right there.
Yeah.
And it was also helpful that we did have the pandemic going into season 4, so it gave me more time to dive deeper into the behavior and the psyche of him. And then going into season 5, we had 2 strikes. We had the writer's strike, and we had the actor's strike, which gave me more time to just tweak the character a different way, because now he can see what's going on. Still, you know, a patriot, still pissed off that the Russians built a secret base underneath the mall and they have access to Mrs. Fields and the Cheesecake Factory and all these things. So, yeah, he's still driven on that. So I just have to say that it's just behavior, behavior, behavior. And a little bit of that is me. Think Val Kilmer in Tombstone. You know, you're looking at everybody else. Everybody's in the forefront, but he's in the background not saying nothing, and you're glued on him. Same thing with Bruce Willis in Last Man Standing, the Kurosawa remake. Mm-hmm. You know, you're watching, he didn't say much, but you can't turn away. You know, you can smell him, you can, you know, all that stuff. It's just one of those things that bring excitement to any performer if they can find that deep-rooted behavior.
Also, real quick, you know, we are running a little bit short on time, but huge news. Yeah. You recently joined the cast of DCU's Lanterns. Welcome to the DC universe. Anything, you care to share about stepping into the DC universe before we wrap up?
I would say this. It layered in the real world. So think True Detective, and with the element of Leftovers and Watchmen, with the lore of the Green Lantern, and that show is going to be huge. A lot of great directors, great writers, great producers, and I'm looking forward to seeing the finished product. It's going to be insane.
So are we. So are we. Yeah. Can't wait. You're a great actor. We appreciate all your work and bringing us, the joy to our TV sets over the years. Sherman Augustus, and going to continue to do so. Lieutenant Colonel Jack Sullivan, the character everybody loves to hate. Netflix's Stranger Things, currently airing the fifth and final season. Don't forget. That's already on volume 2, premiere December 25th on Netflix, and the final premiere December 31st, Netflix and select theaters. Thank you so much for checking in, my friend. We appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy holidays.